Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there was a court case during the week where a man was convicted of operating a dodgy box service, and he was released from custody temporarily so he could shut it all down. That's only the latest such conviction, because some estimates have it that around 20% of Irish households are illegally accessing various TV stations and streaming services. Ciara O'Brien is tech correspondent for the Irish Times. Afternoon, Ciara.
Good afternoon.
For people who don't know, because we call them dodgy boxes, is it necessarily a box? So what does the customer for this get?
So it's not necessarily a box, no. It can be a media stick, one of these Android TV boxes, or basically anything that you can put apps on, then connect up to your TV. So you could actually use like a spare phone for some of these things. But really, I think what we need to make clear is the boxes themselves, the devices themselves are not illegal, because all of these devices can be used to access legitimate streaming apps. So you know, you like your Disney Plus and Netflix, they all run on these boxes. And the idea is it makes your TV a smart TV. And there are various reasons why you would want that. You might have an old TV, or you might just hate the operating system that's on your TV. So you can use them legitimately. Where we stray into the illegal territory is when you pay somebody or you do it yourself and you find basically streams of content that you would otherwise have paid for. So premium sports channels, premium movie channels, premium streaming services like you'd pay for Disney Plus, and all of that content is suddenly available to you for either a very small monthly fee or free of charge. That's where we're straying into the illegal territory, because that's copyright infringement. And look, you know, it's the same thing as, remember when you used to get DVDs, and I'm really showing my age there, but when you get a DVD and it have the anti-piracy thing at the start and say, you know, piracy is illegal, piracy is a crime, don't pirate DVDs. You know, this is basically the same thing. So what's happening is, you know, you have one of these boxes, you can buy it from somebody preloaded with all the apps that will allow you to access this premium content. And you might pay somebody 10 or 12 euro a month or a yearly fee to keep it updated. Because what happens is those streams are obviously knocked down by, you know, people who are paid to protect copyright. Those streams are taken down regularly. So these boxes need to be kept updated. So I think if, you know, the providers weren't there to actually keep these things updated, a lot fewer people would be using them, because you do need a certain degree of tech know-how to actually hunt down the streams that will work, load them up onto these apps, and then, you know, then you have them on your TV. So I think getting rid of the operators, which is what they're trying to do by, you know, taking people to court and issuing letters to people to cease and desist selling these devices, you know, that's the strategy to try and stamp this out. Whether it's going to be successful or not, now, that's anybody's guess.
Yeah, and the people who are kind of selling these kind of updated Fire Sticks or boxes or whatever, are they getting them from elsewhere, or are they tinkering with them somehow so that it gives access?
Well, they would load specific software onto it to give it access, because, as I said, the devices themselves are not illegal. They're just, you know, they're just Android or Fire Sticks. They're basically boxes with software on it that will allow you to, you know, install Disney Plus and access your legitimate subscription on it, or install Netflix and pay for Netflix. But what they're actually doing is they come with these apps preloaded on it, where it bypasses all those controls and it allows you access to premium sports channels, premium movie channels, premium content. And, you know, most people, I would say, would know when they're buying this that, you know, it's too good a deal to be legitimate.
Yes. Yeah, I think
we might ignore that, though.
The fact that
everybody loves a good deal, you know.
The fact that we're calling them dodgy boxes, and that's what most people call them, is implicit that everyone knows it's not completely straight. Is
it? Of course.
But like, one estimate has like 400,000 households perhaps have them, about 20%. Of Irish households.
Yeah, we have a fairly high rate of use of these boxes. And look, you know, it's been a tough few years for people. I can understand why they're attractive. Because if you add up all the streaming subscriptions and the TV subscriptions, I mean, you're paying quite a bit. And you're paying obviously then for your broadband, because these things need broadband. They need a good internet connection. So, you know, if you're in the wilds of rural Ireland where you don't actually have a decent internet connection, this is not for you. You know, you're kind of, this is bypassed you. But, you know, you need, I think people are paying out so much, and obviously there's been a cost of living crisis, that I think we kind of tend to look the other way or just kind of say, oh, well, you know, it'll be fine. You know, it's only this or it's only that. But yeah, look, it is copyright infringement. It is illegal. It's piracy. But, you know, there are people who are selling this as a service. And I think sometimes people look at it and think, well, if they're selling it, it must be allowed. Right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This seems legit. You know, yes, it's 10 euro a month. And if I was to add it all up, I actually should be paying close to 100 euro a month. But, you know, if somebody's allowed to sell this, I mean, surely it must be legitimate. Unfortunately, it's not. You know, that's the key thing here. It's not. And what's happening now is that they're not targeting householders. So they're not targeting the customers of this. What they're targeting is the people who are making money off it by selling and by selling the boxes with this copyright infringing material on it. Because they are making, I suppose, in some cases, as we've seen, quite a decent living out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, also, is there kind of a sense of whack-a-mole here? Because it's not as if there's one or even two or three groups who are providing these services. It seems to be whatever town you're in, there's a, you know, a local bloke who does it kind of thing.
There is, yes. And there's Facebook groups. And as soon as they take down one company, obviously, then, yeah, it's the same as anything. Look, more will spring up to take its place. It's the same when they take down the content streams themselves, because, you know, if you cut it off at the source, what are people going to do? If you take down some of the content streams, more spring up in their place. As fast as they're taking them down, more are arriving. So it is a bit of a whack-a-mole kind of approach. And I suppose, like, you know, that they did a big campaign. They sent out, I think it was, the 22 letters to different operators to say, you know, stop what you're doing or we will take you to court. People have been brought to court. This is this latest case. It's not the first time that somebody has been brought to court over this. I mean, in December last year, there was a man who got a suspended sentence, 18-month sentence for selling these type of boxes. You can get up to 5 years in prison. You can get a 127,000 euro fine. You know, it's not like one of those things where you might get a slap on the wrist. It is a criminal conviction. And I don't think people really realize the severity of it when they're getting into it. Or maybe they do and they just think, well, you know, it's worth the risk. The chances of getting caught are fairly low, because there are an awful lot of these suppliers, more so than I've seen come before the courts. And I think, look, I think that obviously they're going for the deterrent on this front. But I think what's going to happen is you will see the broadband providers get involved now as well, where they will have to block these streams. Again, though, it is whack-a-mole. So as soon as these streams go down, more will spring up. But it just makes it that bit more annoying for the people who are buying these boxes from somebody. You know, if they're paying for a service that they're not getting, they're going to stop paying for the service.
Yeah. Is Ireland particularly bad in this regard? Are we just a venal bunch of people, or is it a problem all over?
It is a problem all over. I think we're like one of the sixth highest users, though. And I don't know where they get these figures from, to be honest, because I'm sure there's probably more people using them than are actually admitting to it or that they actually know about. So, you know, I mean, like, nobody's going to say, well, actually, yeah, I use a dodgy box. Unless it's to their friends and family. I mean, we all know people who use them. You know, like, that they're not going to go away anytime soon. But I think, like, if you look at what happened with music streaming, so Napster, I mean, God, I was a prolific user of Napster back in the day and then realized it was illegal. And then they started cutting everybody off. But while it was easy to use and while it was easy to access, people used Napster. And then when Napster kind of went away and your option was kind of using one of these, I think, 20 different sites that would piece together things for you, bit by bit, you know, it suddenly became a lot less attractive. And then, you know, they made it easier by bringing in streaming music services. And then all of a sudden it's like, why bother pirating music when you can just pay a tenner a month and get all the music that you ever wanted?
Yeah. So who knows, something like that. Well, there's so many streaming services, some sort of consolidation is bound to happen at some point.
And that could be the person who wins the market, the person who can pull all the content, legitimately do a deal that says, you know, I can access what content I want for this sum of money a month. And it's not going to be, you know, basically another TV and broadband subscription when you add it all up together. I have loads of TV subscriptions and it's mainly because they're bundled in with things. You know, I have Netflix because it's bundled in with Sky. I have Apple TV because it's bundled in with my iCloud Plus subscription that we have as a family. You know, but when you add them all up, it does get expensive very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is that there's so many different things on each service that you might want to watch. You know, which one do you cut off?
Yeah, indeed. Ciara O'Brien is tech correspondent for the Irish Times. Ciara, thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.